insecurity. That's what I've titled this series of messages, talking about King Saul. And I said this on Monday as I began this series of studies, is that I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by the inner workings of this man, Saul, a man who never set out to be a king. He didn't really want to be a king, didn't understand why he was being selected as the king, and why it was that Samuel had said that God said to you to be the king, and he anointed him with oil and anointed him, proclaimed him to be the king. And then it says that God gave him a new heart. But this is all very bewildering to this young man, because he didn't really have that very high opinion of himself to begin with. And so, truth being, I don't think Samuel did either. I think Samuel was as confused about this as Saul was. So Samuel decides, well, we better do something to affirm this before the elders of the tribes of Israel. So they did this process we talked about yesterday with the Urim and Thurim, and they, through that process, they selected Saul to be the king. And everybody went, huh? I mean, that was kind of the general reaction. Huh? Saul? And then they said, well, where is he? And so they start looking for him. They said, where is this tall man, taller, head and shoulders above everybody else in Israel? How does that person just disappear? Well, they found him. And he was, it says he was over there hiding behind the stuff. Now, the stuff was basically a pile of probably horse manure. And he's crouched down, didn't want to be noticed, certainly didn't want to be made a public figure out of. And so when they brought him forward, everybody went, oh, okay. And they just walked away. They just walked away. And then they started mumbling and says, you got to be kidding me. Saul is going to be our king. He's going to be the one that's going to lead us into battle. People were just not convinced. But there came a time when there was a disturbance. They were being attacked. And the cry went out through the land. Do we have a deliverer? Because see, that's the way it worked during the days of the judges. They would find themselves under a time of oppression because they would turn away from God. They begin to follow the gods of Ashtoreth and Baal and Moloch. And God would get disgusted with them, and he'd take his hand up off of them. And then they would become oppressed for a period of years until finally God would raise up a deliverer and deliver them from their oppression. So the cry went out. The cry came to Saul. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God came upon Saul. And he was plowing with these oxen. And he stopped his plowing, and he killed those oxen, cut them up in half, and sent them to all of the elders of Israel, and says, anybody that doesn't follow me, it's going to end up like these oxen. And he raised an army. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.